Monday.
Excellent good morning and welcome to the Because You Live radio program, sponsored by the Church of Nazarene and the Federal Motor Spirits. This morning, we will continue our look at Nehemiah and the rebuilding of the walls and gates of Jerusalem as we seek to rebuild our spiritual walls and gates that have been broken down through the years. Let us listen to this song, Restoring the Years.
Turn void, your time might sustain.
God is indeed restoring the years you have sown in tears, but he invites us all to be a part of the rebuilding of our spiritual walls and gates that have been destroyed. Let us arise like the children of Israel and rebuild. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Then I give them a report. Face it, we are in a bad way here. Jerusalem is a wreck. Its gates are burned up. Come, let us build the walls of Jerusalem and not suffer with this disgrace any longer. I told them how God was supporting me and how the king was backing me up. They said, we are with you. Let us get started. They rolled up their sleeve, ready for the good work. If we are going to rebuild our churches, rebuild our departments and our ministries, then everybody must be involved. We must start from the very top, the very beginning. When Nehemiah started to rebuild, the first person he made sure that was on his side was God. He said in verse 17 that God is with me. He had already received a word and a vision from God. Because he began with prayer, he began seeking the will of God and finding out from God, God, what is it that you want me to do in this hour? What is it that you want me to do in this season? And God granted him favor. God was with him. We must make sure that whatever we are doing, that God is first consulted. We must make sure that whatever we are doing, that we put God first. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. And if God is with us and God is for us, there is nothing that we will not be able to do, because I can do all things, even rebuild and refocus and restore through Christ who strengthens me. But we must make sure that the vision that we have comes from God. We must make sure that we are being led by God. We must make sure that we seek the face of God. When Jehoshaphat did not know what to do, the first thing he did was get down on his knees and he began to cry out to God. And he said to God, God, we are in a bad state here and we don't know what to do. And God told him exactly what to do. And if we are going to succeed in refocusing and rebuilding our churches, then we must first consult God and make sure that God is on board with our plan. The second persons that got on board was the people. The Bible says that he invited the people in chapter 2 and verse 17. He says he invited the people to join him. He said to them, let us build the wall. The invitation and the vision must be shared with your people. They must know what you are about to do, and they must understand the condition and the state that they are in. Nehemiah spent a whole night examining the walls, going through the cities, and looking at the things that needed to be put in place. And therefore, when he came to the people, he came with a plan. Brothers and sisters, we must examine everything that is happening around us and come up with a plan. And when we come up with that plan, we must be willing to share it with our people. We must be willing to share it with our congregation. We must be willing to share it with those who are living amongst us, who are worshiping with us, and say to them, we need to do something. We need you to get on board so that together we can rebuild. Because together we are stronger. Together there is nothing impossible for us to do. When the people of Israel were building the Tower of Babel, the Bible says they were building and every person knew what they were supposed to do. And they started building together. And when they were together, the tower was improving and getting taller and taller all the time. The work was being done. And God looked down and God saw them building this great tower. And he says, if he does not do something, then the tower will reach the heavens. And God came down and confounded the language of the people. And therefore, they were not able to communicate and the work stopped. Whenever the devil wants to stop the work of God from going forth, he tries to cause disunity among the people. He tries to stop the vision. He tries to stop the people from understanding what God is doing and following God on his mission. And therefore, Nehemiah says to the people, I want you to understand that we are in a bad state here. And he shared his vision with them, and he says to them, get on board. We cannot do it alone. No one man can do it. Let us rebuild the walls of this city. Let us rebuild our spiritual walls together. And after he shared the vision, after he shared the plan, the first persons that got on board and started rebuilding was the priest. The priest started rebuilding the gates that were closest to them and the gates that were most important. Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 1 was saying that the pastors, the gatekeepers of the people, the one who God have entrusted his church to, were the ones that started to rebuild. I want you to know that the leaders in our churches, from the pastors right back down, must begin the rebuilding process. If we are going to see restoration, it must begin with leadership. Everything rises and everything falls around leadership. And people follow leaders. And whatever the leader does, the people do. And therefore, we must set the example as leaders to rebuild. We must set the example by approaching God in prayer and make sure that our prayer life as leaders have been restored, that we are seeking God about everything. As leaders, we must make sure that we are studying the word and that we are in the word day in and day out, meditating on it and making sure that we ourselves are growing spiritually, making sure that we ourselves are being strengthened by the word. And we have to begin to rebuild the walls by living by the examples. We are the ones that have to lead the people into the field and let them know that God is able to do abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even desire. We are the one that have to lead the evangelistic trust. We are the one that have to lead the ministry trust. We are the one that have to lead the praying fasting. We have to lead from our example. The people are looking at us. And the Bible says that the priest started the work. From the time the vision was shared, the priests, the pastors, the reverend, the apostles, they started the work. They started repairing the gates that were next to them. And I want to tell you, priests, the pastors, and my colleagues, that we need to get up and start rebuilding. We cannot wait for the people to start. We must start working so that they can follow us. And then after the priest started, the Bible says that whole families followed. Whole families were included. The list of families are then mentioned. Nehemiah mentioned these lists of families to see that there was a sense of ownership. There was a sense that we all are in this together. We all own this. And therefore, we all need to see our churches moving forward. We need to see persons being saved and sanctified and living for the Lord. We need to see people maturing spiritually. We need to see our children and our youth come to God. And therefore, the families were involved. And I say that if we are going to restore, God wants us to get up, and not only us alone, but to get our entire family involved. Get back to the place where we rebuild the family altars again, where we sit down and kneel down with our families and cry out to God. Cry out to God on behalf of our church. Cry out to God on behalf of our nation. Cry out to God on behalf of our communities and our families, where we get back with the families and rebuild the altars of devotion, where we are again begin to lead our family in the word. Men, we need to arise and become the spiritual leaders in our family, where we will say, let us arise and let us seek the face of God. Let us arise and let us study the word of God. Let us become a part of the fellowship. And I'm not going to church alone, but I'm going to take my entire family with me. We are going to seek to together. We are going to worship together. We are going to be involved in every aspect of the service because we want to rebuild. And families were involved. And I'm saying to us this morning that we need to get our families involved. The families start building the places that were near to them, the things that concerned them. The walls that were broken down next to them, they began to build. We as a family, we know exactly what is going on in our family life. We know exactly what walls have been broken down near to us that are dear to us. And we need to start right there and rebuild them. We know that the walls of fellowship have been broken down, and we need to get our families together back in church and to fellowship again. We know the walls of prayer have been broken down, so we need to get our families there. The things that have been close to us and dear to us, let us begin to do our part as families, because the church is made up of not only individual, but the church is made up of families. And we as a family in church must begin to work together as a church family. And we must begin to examine the walls that are closest to us and say to ourselves, how can I rebuild? We cannot wait for the pastor to initiate everything. We must get up and say, the walls of relationships are broken down right here, and I am going to help rebuild them. I'm going to bring people together to form and to foster great relationship. The walls of worship are broken down right here, and I'm going to get together, and I'm going to bring the worshipers together, and we are going to engage in prayer and fasting, because I want to see this wall rebuild. The walls of whatever it is that is dear to you, the walls of intercession, we want to see it rebuild. So I'm not waiting for the pastor to call the intercessor together. I am an intercessor, and I live here in the spirit of intercession, and I can see that there's a need. The walls are broken down. So I am going to arise, and I'm going to bring the intercessors together, and I'm going to intercede on behalf of my church. I see the walls of ministry have broken down. The women's fellowship wall and women fellowship, because women are dear to my heart. I'm going to go and I'm going to bring the women together and cause us to walk again together. For no two can walk unless they agree. I'm going to cause them to pray together again, to study the word together, and work with each other to build a stronger church family. And a person that have a passion for men, and see what is happening to our young men. There's somebody that God is calling to say, get the men together. I'm calling young men because they are strong. I'm calling young men because they are the leaders. And I want them to be able to lead. And I want you to go and bring the men together so that we can pray together. We can study the word together. We can grow in the Lord together. We can eat together. We can sleep. We can drink together. We can have fellowship one with another because the Lord is calling us to arise and build. We cannot afford to let the walls that are close to us, the things that we have established in our church, the ministries that we have established in our church, to go to ruin, to be in such a bad state that nobody is functioning. The ministries are not functioning. And there are persons there with zeal. There are persons there with passion. There are persons there with the tools to rebuild. But they are sitting down and they are waiting for someone to call them. They're waiting for someone to put things in place. But I'm saying to us, it is time that you who have the passion, get up and start building next to where you are. Start developing where you are. Start rebuilding the walls, the breaches where you are, so that God can continue to build his church, a mighty church that not even the gates of hell is able to prevail against it. But I want to warn you, my friends, that when we decide that we are going to get up and we are going to rebuild, that the enemy is not going to take it lightly. The enemy is going to see what you're doing, and you're going to start criticizing. They're going to start condemning. They're going to start trying to find ways to destroy and to stop you from moving on, to stop your ministry from progressing. From the time that Nehemiah set out to rebuild the walls, there was the Sanballat and the Tobiases and all of these persons that wanted to stop the work, and they criticized. Do you think that you will be able to do that? After all, X have tried and Y have tried and they have not succeeded. That ministry have been daunted for many years and nobody seems to be able to get it work. Do you really think that you will be able to do anything about it? But you need to look them in the eye and say to them, it is not me, it is God. And God and I, we will arise and we will build the walls again, because we are not fighting alone. We are not in this battle alone. We are in this battle together with God. Nehemiah had opposition, but he did not allow the opposition to distract him. Too many of us have allowed the opposition to distract us from building. We have, like Nehemiah, got up and we have started. And we started well and we were off and running strong. But somehow the devil came in there and he brought all kinds of opposition our way, and he have caused us to stop functioning. But I'm saying to us, like Nehemiah, we must make up our minds that opposition will not stop us from doing that which God have called us to do. Will not stop us from carrying out the vision that God have given us. Will not stop us from rebuilding the walls next to us. But in the face of opposition, we will continue to work. And no matter how much they oppose, no matter what they bring our way, we will still stand and we will not stop the work, because we are doing a good work and we will not stop, no matter what happened. In the face of opposition, Nehemiah did not stop the work. But what he did, he prayed. He said, God, you see what is happening. You see the opposition is coming against us, and they are insulting us, and the people are growing weak, and they're growing weary, and they're growing frustrated because of the opposition. But God, strengthen us. You see, when we are being opposed from the enemy, we need to seek God. We need to spend time again in prayer and crying out to God. Instead of giving in to the opposition, begin to cry out to God and say, God, you see what is happening. God, you see what is happening. And God will show you the way. God will give you a plan that even in the midst of the battle, God will keep you working, and God will keep you in purpose. God will make sure that you are able to carry on the battle. He will make sure that you're able to carry on the building and rebuild the walls in the midst of the opposition. Nehemiah said to some of the young men, listen, some of you must guard where the others were, because they are now not opposing us just by word, but they are bringing out the fight on. The devil is intensifying things. And some of us need to understand that when the devil begins to intensify and the fire begin to come, because he knows that you are doing a great work, because you know he knows that the walls are about to be rebuilt, because he knows that the breaches are about to be filled. He knows that you are about to come in to that place that God wants you to be. And he will bring all forms of opposition, for the devil is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We are wrestling against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. So when the devil came in, he said, listen, some of you young men, I want you to guard. And some of us need to guard. God is calling men and women that will stand and guard. He is looking for intercessors that will guard, that when the enemy is about to come, that they will sound the alarm, that they will look out in the midst of the congregation and see the young ladies that the devil is about to draw away and sound the alarm, to see the young man that the devil is about to capture in his crutches and sound the alarm and fight for your family, fight for your church, fight for your youth, fight for your children. And God is calling us to stand in the gap for each other. And then he says to some, listen, you've got to fight. But yet, I don't want to stop the work. You got to be able to double task right now. The enemy is seeking for you to stop building, but I want you to continue build while you fight. So as they build and continue to build the walls, some had a sword in one hand and worked with blocks and building materials in the other, because they were saying to themselves, we are not going to give up. The enemy will not cause us to stop, because we are doing a good work and we will not come down. I want to tell you, the mission that God gave you is a good mission. The vision that God gave you is a good vision. The work that you are doing is a good work. Don't let any devil stop you from doing it. God wants us to arise and rebuild. So in the midst of the opposition, I challenge us this morning to arise and to rebuild. And know that opposition will come, but the opposition will not stop us. The opposition will propel us, because we know that we are doing a good work and we will not come down. At the end of our journey, we ought to be able to say, like the Apostle Paul, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. And therefore, I am waiting for my reward. Remember, we are in this together. No one of us can do it alone. So let us arise and let us rebuild our spiritual walls. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks to Fellow Removal to Spirits and the Church of Nazarene for allowing us to bring this broadcast to you. God bless. Because